And I read to you last week, you remember Ephesians 1, 22? I believe it's 22. Where is Christ the head of the church? And we are the body. He's the head. And he's the body. We are the body. Now let me ask you this. Do you suppose, here I stand, everybody can see me. Do you suppose my head got something the rest of my body don't have access to? Do you think my head got one kind of blood flowing through it and another kind in my toes and heels? All of the blood that flows in this body, the entire body, gets the result of it.
Yes.
Am I right? Well, what's flowing in the body of Christ? I know that blood's flowing in your vein, but what's flowing in the veins of the body of Christ? The anointing. Do you hear me? I said, the anointing. What did God say to his children even before they officially became bona fide members with true identity of the body of Christ? What did he say to them? Can y'all put this up real quick? Deuteronomy 8:18, I believe I'm right. Can you put that up for us? We're talking about the anointing. Deuteronomy 8:18. Let's see, is that right? That's right. Now let's read that together. We're talking about anointing now. We're in the body. But thou shalt do what? Remember who? Why should we remember him? For it is he giveth thee power. You mean to tell me there's an anointing to get wealth? Is that right, Miss Toy? You mean I'm anointed to get some money? Why do God want me to be anointed to get wealth? That he may do what? He may establish his covenant. Will he swear unto who? Oh no, it changed back to then, y'all. And it's not like that today. You're supposed to struggle and live in poverty and get by the best you can, do the best you can, figure out life the best way you can figure it out, because you can't never tell what might happen. Well, why do we hear all that and pay attention to that and govern our lives by that? Because Satan knows that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And the earth were put here for you and for me. And we are the one that's supposed to be in charge of what goes on in this earth. But Adam sold it out, didn't he? Thank God for Adam number two. Can't y'all say thank God for Adam number two? Two and final. That means he was the last one. He came. And this is what the enemy been trying to keep from us, because he want to hold on to something that do not belong to him and want to keep you in misery and take and carry his misery when you ought to be carrying your father blessing and prosperity and success and peace and joy. That, you know, the devil is miserable right now. If he wasn't a miserable devil, it would make you miserable when he get in you. That's why people act like they act, because they're acting like the devil. Are you hearing me today, or are you just sitting in the chair? Satan, you see people acting all crazy and out of control. They have taken on that kind of a spirit. And that's what it's producing in them. He doesn't bring you joy, he fools you. Have you laughing and laughing till he can get possession, a control, a foothold into your life. And when he gets in, he let loose. You marry your husband, your wife, and y'all were so lovey-dovey. Ooh, so. Somebody said, honey, you so sweet. I could eat you up. And said, the last 6 months, he said, I wish I had her. That's what he was saying the first 6 months. And next 6 months, he said, boy, I wish I had her. But let's go on with that. We ain't going to fool with that. We're just going to move right along. But here's my point. Here's my point. let me get y'all back over here in folk, because y'all all over there. That, I mean, you just, oh. And just let some strife come in. Disagreement. Fussing. Arguing. What was such a sweet, sweet, oh. Now it's a hellhole. What changed that? What caused that? What happened? You're the most beautiful thing, girl, I ever laid eyes on. Now you're a mad dog and I can't stand you. What changed that? Come on now. Why couldn't she continue to be the most beautiful thing you ever laid eyes on? What turned her into a mad dog in your life? Isn't she the same woman? Did you exchange her through the night and didn't know it? What happened? I'm telling you, there's a devil that want to invade your world with his mess and cause you to crash and be filled with misery when you ought to be living life to the full. Hallelujah. With joy. Hallelujah. So when we don't know and recognize that we have an anointing in us, and there's an anointing on us. Anybody ever just sit around trying to make this plain? I'm finna preach here in a few minutes. You sit around and you call AJ. Say, I want to lose some weight. I want to exercise. And he take you out there. And boy, you come out of that gym, you get up, you're doing all right, you know. But you get up the next morning. Oh, what in the world happened? He woke up some muscles that you wouldn't use. They were there all the time. But you done put some pressure on them. They crying out. Leave me alone. I was doing fine. And that's what people do with the anointing. Send them. But it's dormant.